either by the present Jamal Tabari or by his famous uncle Mahmud, who had worked on most of the historic digs in the area. Dr. Cullinane from the Biblical Museum in Chicago was reassured. For many years, he had dreamed of excavating one of the silent mounds in the Holy Land, perhaps even to uncover additional clues to the history of man and his gods as they interacted in this ancient land. And as he waited for the freighter to tie up, he looked across the bay to Akko, that jewel of a seaport, where so much of the history he was about to probe had started. Phoenicians, Greeks, Romans, Arabs, and finally Richard the Lionheart and his crusaders had all come to that harbor in glorious panoply, and to follow in their footsteps was, for an archaeologist like Cullinane, a privilege. "I hope I do a good job," he whispered. As soon as he cleared the papers for the ponderous amount of equipment stored in the freighter, the books, the chemicals, the photographic equipment, the little diesel locomotive, the thousand things a layman would not think of, he ran down the gangplank and embraced Tabari, and the Arab reported, "Things couldn't be going better. Dr. Bar